Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, good people. What's up and what's happening? It's your girl, LeJay, baby. Your favorite part of podcast, host of the Results of No Hype podcast, newly revamped and gussied up for your listening pleasure, honey, as the Dream Hustle Win podcast. And today, my good people, today, we have June Fargo on the line. June, baby, why don't you go ahead and talk to your girl?
How you doing? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Shit Papa?
I'm good. I'm good. How you doing?
I'm glad to have you on the line, honey, because, before I go ahead and spill all the beans and tell all the truth, why don't you go ahead and tell people who you are and tell them about your new single you got out.
I'm June Fargo. Fresh out of Western Mass, you know, I got this little song called Tory Lanez booming right now. It's just stacking up. It's slowly, you know, getting a little buzz, and hopefully it takes off. So.
Definitely, definitely. Now, I have listened to a couple of your tracks, including that one. Y'all need to go check that out. You feel me? Toy Land, we in there. Y'all check that out by my boy June, J-U-M-F-A-R-G-O, June Fargo. Don't forget it, honey. Now, there was a track that I was feeling, you know what I'm saying, that I did get sent on SoundCloud, because, you know, that's where I do most of my findings at. And I ran across a track called Tory Lanez 2. Does that ring a bell to you?
Oh, Tory Lanez Part 2? I did that song with my bro, Ghost. You know, we was just in the studio smoking some weed, and then shit just came out. I'm just trying to smoke, trying to get high.
Now, I know y'all was.
Just a vibe.
Look, I know y'all was, because that's exactly what y'all said in the song. You trying to get high. But, you know what I'm saying? I feel like in the song you're talking to a certain group of young ladies. Now, when it comes to the whole getting the high thing, you know I be putting everybody's business out here. That's what I do. But is that what you want to bring to the table, or is that all you bring to the table from the air quote bad bitches of the hood? Do all females get that? I just want to smoke, or is that just for the real few that you ain't really trying to deal with on a day to day? Tell me about that.
I mean, a lot of females I know. I mean, a couple of them smoke, a lot of them don't. But it was just like in the moment, it was a vibe. Like a lot of the music I make is like in the moment or from.
Okay.
Whatever. So it's just something like that. So it was a vibe.
Okay, well, you know, I still be letting people be in the side, so I need to know, honey. Because you was talking about some, she got a man's name, no problem. Now, honey, is it fair to say that in this industry life, if she with it, you with it?
I mean,
no matter
I
what?
Guess. I mean, you know, I guess.
I mean, you put it out there, honey.
a lot of girls, I mean, like as an artist, like a lot of girls I know, like, don't tell you. You know, they'll be like, oh, like, just keep it a secret, like, let's get it. So if you single, it's like, it's not my problem, you got a man and I'm single, so it's like, that's on you, that's on you, like, that's what you gotta go home to. I'm a free man, I'm a free agent, you know what I'm saying? I'm on my LeBron James.
Yo, I'm feeling the honesty coming from you, my man. So for all y'all niggas out there, hold on to your bitches. They bust in their butts because my boy June Fargo is coming to cut it up. But anyways, I want to take some time to talk about you. You know what I mean? Like, is that something that, you know, is your alter ego? Like, tell me about that.
I mean, I've changed my name quite a bit, but June Fargo is just—it's me, I guess. I mean, it was Junum before J-U-N-U-M, and it was kind of like pieces of like my whole like government, which I'm not putting out there.
Oh, okay.
They won't have to Google me.
No,
there
you.
June Fargo. Yeah. I mean, like growing up, like I listened to a lot of Drake and Tory Lanez and everything. And if you know a lot about Tory Lanez, he came up and called what was it? I think it was Notorious. He wanted to be called Notorious, but no, everyone was like, nah, you can't be called that because Biggie's already got that. So then everybody just always
right.
called me June, and then, like, you know, Tory, you know, some people call him Fargo, so then it just, you know, June Fargo. So, like, he's paying homage to, you know,
okay.
for a lot of his upbringings, and I'm paying homage to him because I listen to, I have, like, all his old music. He's got, like, 30-something mixtapes before he even dropped Say It. Like, everybody thought Say It was his first one. He's been out since like 2007. Like, he's been booming for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just paying.
For all y'all people, he know his stuff out here. You better make sure y'all checking up on it. You know what I'm saying? So it's fair to say that he's one of your influences out here.
Yeah.
Cool. Who else influenced you? Because you seem to have like a you seem to be able to like smooth and ride on different beats in certain different ways. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? So who else are some other people that have influenced you along the way?
To be honest, it's like a lot of like newer people, like Drake, Tory Lanez. We got Bryson Tiller, Trey Songz, Jake Holiday. Just like that whole era of music. I mean, like when I was young, my mom played like the Fugees and like the house, but I never really got into like the older music. Like the first artist I really got into was Birdman. So it's not like I really got into like the older music. I mean, I'm getting into it now, you know, to like learn like the history of music and everything and my backgrounds and everything, but it's the newer era stuff.
Okay, and I'm glad you brought that up, that you were trying to actually go ahead and study up and look up on old artists, you know what I mean? Because I think that's very important to know where music, you know, started, where different sounds came from, who did what, you know what I'm saying, to broaden your horizons and broaden your outlook on your music and your craft. I think that's very important. So hats off to you for even saying that. You know what I'm saying? I like for people to drop jewels, and I don't even think you knew you dropped one, homie. That's how dope you are right now. You drop a jewel, don't even know it. You know what I'm saying? So y'all listen to my mans right here. You know what I'm saying? It's all about being professional. It's all about knowing your craft. You know what I mean? If you don't know no older tracks, go ahead, YouTube. Y'all only on your phones anyway all day long. Go only look up some new stuff, some old stuff, but make sure you look up June Farber. But if nothing else, you feel me, make sure y'all looking out for him. Now, because we talking about you, and the last thing I said was that good old June Fargo, why don't you go ahead and spit out all your social media handles real quick. Spell it out real slow for them so they don't get it confused. They know where to find you.
All right, so my Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, and YouTube is June Fargo, JUNFARGO. And my Twitter is JUNFARGO1. And I think that's all I got. And like Spotify is June Fargo, Apple Music, all that's June Fargo. So make sure you go get that.
Yeah.
I got a new single dropping next month. It's called N with Sig Roy. Make sure y'all get that. Next month.
Okay, because I was just about to ask you what new stuff you had going on, you know what I'm saying, that you wanted to look out for. So outside of that, is there anything else that you got going on? Is it some music videos, some shows, clothing? Tell us something.
I'm dropping a EP. It's probably going to be the last one I do like in this series. It's what I came up on. It's called Here and Now. So it's literally, you know, like the best of me at the moment and everything. Here and Now 3 is dropping October 31st. Next month, I'll be in Maine. I think it's Palmero, something like that, for the 656 Fest. And it's going to have Millie's headlining and Slain in Terminology. It's a two-day event. I sold out of tickets before I even got them in my hand. But make sure you go to 656.com and get your tickets today.
Definitely. Y'all make sure y'all go check him out. You know what I'm saying? He out here doing his thing. Y'all need to make sure y'all check him out. His name is June, J-U-N, Fargo, honey, F-A-R-G-O. Y'all make sure y'all go and check out my dude. You feel me? All different reasons that usually call in, or they usually just, you know, take a listen. A lot of people driving and stuff like that. But we want to give everybody a chance to go ahead and, you know, get something out of the podcast. Some people listen, you know, because they just want to be listeners. They want to follow. They want to like. Some people want to be supporters. You know what I'm saying? Some people want to help you monetarily.
Right.
Some people want to do collaborations. So you go ahead and tell these people what you need from them and what you're looking for.
I just need people from out of state. I'm trying to link. I'm trying to, you know, go global with my stuff. So if you're an artist that's not in, or almost all of them that are, you know, on the rise and popping, you know, West Coast, you know, down south, up north, like Canada and everything, hit my line. All my numbers are on my social media. Email me, DJs, producers, you know, venues, just let me know.
Definitely. Y'all heard him. He looking for them opportunities. If y'all doing some big things out here and y'all want to link up with somebody who's doing it equally big, y'all make sure y'all hit him up. Your writers, producers, beat makers, engineers, artists, y'all all go hit my boy up, JUNEFARGO, June Fargo. Don't forget it, because, you know what I'm saying, we still got a little ways to go. But, you know what I'm saying, we want to go ahead and skip on over. I want to talk to you real quick about just just getting out here and just being focused. Because, like, I listened to your song, you know what I'm saying, the part two, and like I said, I brought up some things, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, I hear a lot, you know what I mean, and I get different reasonings behind it, the reason why they put them in the song. So shout out to you for having your own individual answer, you know what I'm saying, the answer with it. But a lot of the time, you know, cats don't really be focused, you know what I'm saying? It's all about smoking, turning up, the broads, you know what I'm saying, the liquor, you know what I'm saying, the pills, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, talk to these cats about, you know, the importance of staying in the here and now, right now, and being professional with what you do.
So, I mean, personally, because I'm more of a singer than a rapper, I used to rap a lot more. I don't smoke. It was just like a one, like, time thing because I was, like, stressing in the moment. So, like, maybe once or twice a year, that's it. I don't even drink. I'm old enough to drink. It's just I try to treat my body like a temple, you know, because
definitely
just me. So, you know, you just got to make sure if this is something you want to do, something you want, just make sure, you know, you control, because addiction is just for people, you know, that glorify taking pills and, you know, drinking lean and everything, but yet they see, like, their peers doing it and passing away, like R.I.P. Yams. You know, we just lost all these different people, like, through the past years, and it just doesn't hit. And little peep at the beginning this year, the end of last year, whatever, and, you know, people, you know, stop doing it for a little bit, but then it's just back right to it. Everyone glorifies drugs, and, you know, it's not about drugs, because back in the 90s, it was about the music, the creativity, you know, the beefs, and now it's just who's got more money, who's got more pills, who's doing the wildest thing, you know. It's got to change.
It definitely does have to change, because, like, I was watching, you know, I'm constantly looking for stuff to put on my legit music page, you know, and I ran across something that said mental health and hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Does your favorite rapper need it? And you got to think about it. People are real true to real life, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to you for remaining professional and keeping your body as a temple, because I feel like more people need to do that. I was just talking to the general the other day about the cats that be out here just smoking and can't keep it together and can't multitask because, you know, they be too high for all that, you know what I'm saying? So shouts out to you, King, for even keeping your body a temple. But, you know what I mean, when it comes to, like, these pills and things like that, people don't realize, like, sometimes some of these cats, they ain't even telling you they popping these pills, but they're abusing them because they've already been prescribed these things, you know what I'm saying? That's why they're saying all these crazy crap in their rhymes, you know, feel me? So I feel like most of these cats out here need to pick somebody, you know, they need to follow, you know, independent artists. Independent artists are very smart, they're very cunning, they're very strategical, you know what I'm saying, and they're very professional, like my boy June Fargo, J-U-N-F-A-R-G-O. I don't want y'all to forget that. But, you know what I'm saying, like him, he's very professional. Y'all need to go check out some of his music or all his social media handles, you know what I'm saying, and check out what he's doing out here. You know what I'm saying? It matters when you be professional. It matters, you know what I'm saying, what kind of message you put down here. And it matters where your mind is at, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to you for even having the mind frame to stay doing what you're doing and doing it successfully, you know?
Thank you.
Now, I was reading up on a little bit of your bio, and I want to know how it feels to be a part of Shade 45 with Sway in the Morning. Congratulations to you, my guy.
Thank you. It was crazy. So shout out to my boy Chaz Ray. He had us come out to Boston. Me, my cousin, and my bro Ghost, and, like, the whole squad team family came out. And it was a hip-hop competition, like, 10-minute sets or 2 minutes. And basically, you know, I had, like, a bunch of music out. I had just grabbed the project a few months before. And I had my cousin up, you know, he raps too. Shout out Young Breeze. And, you know, I was like, bro, we got to make 2 new songs. And we made 2 songs. I sent them to Patience J. I sent them to a couple other people to preview it. I didn't want to put
Shout out Patience.
I didn't want people to know what I was coming with. And then we showed up and I won a rapping competition off of vocals, just straight singing. And I was the first, it was the first, first competition too. And then I met
Sway. I wish I could have witnessed that.
It was crazy.
I bet.
Really crazy.
Singers going at it? Yo. Dang, dude, that's his Motown. So, yeah, like, congratulations to you, my guy, on all the things that you're doing right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm very proud to have you on my show, on the show, King. You know what I mean? It definitely helps when other independent artists, whether they've been with radio pushers for a long time or not, whether they're just, you know, listening because they just seen me post a bunch on Instagram or Facebook or anything like that. It helps when they see certain artists such as yourselves come on the show and utilize this platform for the way you're utilizing it and upholding themselves in the way you are you know, when you come on the show. So I want to say I definitely feel blessed that you actually, you know, came and got a show with me. I'm hoping to get you back next month because we're trying to get everybody back next month on the show just to make sure everybody gets familiar with you, Henny, because when you blow, I want to say you was here first. You dig? But I want to get you, I want to go ahead because I know that, you know, a lot of the times we can't do it without, you know, a few people that's behind us pushing us. You know what I'm saying? That's why we call them our team. You know what I'm saying? But I want to give you a chance to go ahead and shout out your whole team, you know what I'm saying, for rocking with you the way they do.
I want to shout out my old manager, Cass. I want to shout out HLR ENT, Young Breeze, Ghost, Fresh, Jibba the Gent. Make sure you follow all these people on social media. I think that's it. I think that's everybody.
Definitely. You know, sometimes it's better to keep your circle small.
Definitely.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead. It's your world. I missed that one. I know they didn't hear it, so you need to say that one more time.
Oh, I said shout out both my baby moms, you know, holding it down. Big supporters.
Yes, definitely. Shout out to the women in his life, you know what I'm saying, that are bearing his seeds, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, I know for sure with them babies, they give you something to look forward to, you something to build for, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to y'all for doing your part in his world too, you feel me? I want to thank you for being a part of this show. I want to give you one more chance to go ahead and shout out your social media. That could be the last thing on their mind.
Make sure you follow me on all social media at June Fargo, JUNFARGO, and my Twitter is JUNFARGO1.
Definitely, definitely. Y'all make sure y'all check my boy June Fargo out. He out here doing big things, you feel me? Y'all make sure y'all get up with him or whatever he's doing. Y'all make sure y'all looking out for his new single, his EP, the shows, everything he got going on because he's blazing it up right now. You know what I'm saying? So I want to say thank you one time from your girl, LeJay, on the Results of No Hype podcast, newly renamed Dream Hustle Me and Handy, because that's exactly what we're doing out here. I want to say salute to y'all. Fargo, go ahead. Had to send us off with a good send off and a salute to the crowd.
Make sure y'all go follow Results is Hype, and you better listen to this podcast and check out all my music, because if you're not, you a lame, you a buster.
You heard him. You a buster. And I know you ain't trying to be cool all that. So y'all make sure y'all get down and follow him. You like him. You listen. And you share. Because my boy, Fargo Junie, is out here doing it big. Y'all make sure y'all check him out. JUNFARGO. And we got to go, honey. So this is your girl, LeJay, baby. Nebraska's brown-eyed beauty. Say a salute. And thank you for listening.